Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul, including live teaching, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. I am Evangelist Roxy Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, and I have a word for you today. Our topic for today is the argument for rejoicing always. The argument for rejoicing always. And our scripture comes from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. While you are getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you to tune in live with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern here on Blog Talk Radio by calling in at 323-870-4180 or online from my website, feeldfire.com. That's FeeldFire.com. But if you miss your hot breakfast live, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website at feeldfire.com. Or even better, follow the podcast so the recording will be text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, and that way you can listen to it at any time throughout the day. You can follow by texting the letters MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. Again, that's MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. And all of that information is on the website, feeldfire.com. Well, by now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 4 through 7, reading from the KJV. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Come on and praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it out loud with me right now. The argument for rejoicing always. How do you rejoice perpetually? In today's perilous time, when tragedies are all around us, anger is overwhelmingly evident throughout our nation. No matter, you know, when you turn on the news, there's a shooting, or someone has committed suicide, or there are just so many anger issues ubiquitous throughout the world that sometimes it's hard to be happy. It's hard to rejoice. It's hard to exist perpetually in a state of mental and spiritual equilibrium or balance when everywhere you go, sadness is all around you. And sometimes it's even within your own home. You know, we go to church on Sundays or whatever day you go to church. And while we're in service, we're excited. Our spirits are renewed and regenerated. We're praising God, and we feel that we can conquer the world. But then we leave out. And as soon as we leave out, you know, the practicality of living day to day resurfaces in our lives. How can we do what the Bible has just instructed us to do in Philippians 4:7? How can we rejoice always? And why should we rejoice always? I'm so happy you asked. Let's go back to that word. It told us in Philippians 4, verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And then I'll say it again, rejoice. Because if we go down through the remainder of those verses and get to that last verse I read, verse 7, it says that that's when the peace of God, which passes all understanding, every obstacle, every situation, every attack of the enemy, that's when it will reign in, when it will guard your hearts and minds and keep you focused, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus. So rejoicing always by letting our gentleness, our faith, our moderation be known to all that the Lord is near. And because he is nearer now than when we first believed, I don't have to be anxious about the situation. But in every situation, in every trial, in every temptation, I can make my request known to God, because I have an advocate with the Father. And when I make my request known, I'm taking you straight through every verse of 4 through 7, by prayer and petition or supplication, you know, reiterating that thing and believing, taking hold and standing by faith, combined with praise, thanksgiving, and worship, then the peace of God reigns in my life. This is the reason that I rejoice always. This is why it is beneficial to rejoice always, because then you will find your mental happiness, your spiritual equilibrium. You will be able to bring in balance into your life and thereby the lives of those closest to you and within your household if you will choose to rejoice always. Happiness and rejoicing are choices. It is a choice to look at the circumstances and know that despite what I see, God remains in control. Now, this does not mean that you just ignore the situation. It does not mean that you just, you know, walk around with rose-colored glasses saying that I don't have any trials, I don't have any temptations. It doesn't mean that you have to suppress your emotions. No, you can still cry when it's necessary or applicable to cry. You can still be angry about things in which you ought to be angry. I mean, these are emotions, and releasing them is happy. It's healthy, because even Jesus wept. But what it means is that you still have at the core of your being fast belief that despite this, hallelujah, I'm still going to ultimately rejoice, because I ultimately have the victory. And because I ultimately have the victory, God's peace is going to transcend this situation and keep my heart and my mind sure. It's going to keep me from going off the deep end. It's going to keep me from crossing the line. It's going to keep me from laying my salvation down and picking it up again. It's going to keep me from backsliding. Woo! When I choose to rejoice, when I choose to praise God. See, rejoicing is choosing to praise him. It's choosing to thank him. It's choosing to worship him. It's choosing to praise God. It's just hallelujah. I see the circumstance, but hallelujah. I see the situation, but hallelujah. I see this attack of the enemy, but hallelujah. I see the shootings, but hallelujah. I see my bank account, but hallelujah. I see the situation with my children or in my marriage, or I see the situation at church, but hallelujah. I've lost a loved one, but hallelujah. I don't know how I'm going to make it tomorrow, but hallelujah. Rejoicing is a choice. Glory. Come on and just rejoice right now. Wherever you are, just begin to rejoice right now. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is why it's necessary and beneficial to rejoice always, because it brings you into a place of equilibrium so that then you can move forward in Christ with the peace that passes all understanding. Oh, our time is almost one. We got to get ready to go into prayer. Come on and just begin to pray. Just begin to rejoice as we go into prayer. Hallelujah, Father, we thank you. Hallelujah, Father, we glorify you. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord, for this powerful hot breakfast for our souls this morning. We thank you now that we are filled, Lord God. We're ready to go out and take on the world because, Lord, we are rejoicing in you always. We know, Father, that your word is true in Philippians 4:19. You shall supply every one of our needs. Psalm 37:25. David said, I once was young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. This is why, Lord, we can rejoice. This is why, Father, we can say hallelujah. This is why we can say Hosanna. This is why we can have peace in the midst of the storm, because doing so, hallelujah, brings about balance, which passes and transcends every situation to put us in the right place with you so that we can obtain and receive the blessings of you. This is the argument for rejoicing always, because it makes us to always receive your blessings and peace. Now, Father, I pray for everyone listening. Bless them right now. Bless them right now. Bless them going in. Bless them, Father, coming out. Bless them their homes. Bless them their jobs. Bless them their situations, that they will rejoice always. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone listening say hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Say it again. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Now I'm going to give the altar call, and then I will assign your task for today. But keep praising him. For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask the forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Everybody say, hallelujah, I will rejoice always. Say it again. Hallelujah, I will rejoice always. Now, everyone, make sure you're in church, you're in Bible study, you're in Sunday school, you're tuned in live with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, and definitely that you follow Morning Motivation by texting the letters MM to phone number 33222. You will receive a confirmation text showing that you are following the show. Now, our topic for today is the argument for rejoicing always. Your task for today is to choose happiness despite the situation. All right, visit me at fillthefire.com and send your prayer requests and testimonies. I'll see you in the morning. A choice.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing enough.